on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Welcome back. It's James Maduke speaking, and this particular segment is brought to you by SRGG Solutions, an affiliated company of Scott Rankin, Gordon & Gardner Chartered Accountants. So SRG Solutions provides business with accounting software needs. So you can visit srgg.com to find out more about that. We're joined in the studio with Pierre Lauzon from the Business Development Bank of Canada. Welcome to the studio, Pierre.
Thanks, James. Welcome to be here.
Good. I'm glad you're here. We want you to think a little bit out of the box for our listeners today. We want to know, first of all, I was going through the website, of course, doing a little bit of research on the BDC, and there really seems to be two sides for the bank, or two divisions. So which one are you representing this evening, and what does it do?
I'll be representing the financial department section.
Okay.
That's pretty well it for myself.
The finance one. So we're in the finance section, and who needs finance?
Pretty well everyone.
Actually,
you know, I was listening to your intro, and part of the thing you talked about was marketing and guerrilla marketing and all that. Well, myself, I've been in the city of Ottawa since 87 and with the Business Development Bank, and my success has been based on establishing relationships and doing network. So I believe in the one-on-one concept, where the thing we offer is we actually go to the customer's site, we visit with them. I try to demystify the lending concept because a lot of small businesses are trying to grow their business, and sometimes it can be intimidating to go to a bank, you know, and seek financing, especially when you have to go on the bank's turf. So what I do is I take it upon myself, and it's one of the things I did was you go to the customers, make them feel comfortable. And a lot of times one of my secrets is clients have to eat. As we did with you this evening.
Apparently, that's right. Small businesses have to eat.
That's right. So what you do is you can get an hour of their quality time just simply by taking them out there. And I ask them to bring to the table, you know, their recent financial statements and all that. And I basically take them through the balance sheet. And I try to demystify exactly what it is banks look for. And if need be, I have my laptop with me and I'll open it up and I'll simplify it for them. There's a lot of different ratios banks look for. But the Business Development Bank, why we're different is we are non-formula lenders.
Okay, now explain that in detail for someone who doesn't know what formula lending is. What's the difference between formula and non-formula lending?
Okay, well, for example, you can go to another lending institution and they'll have a scoring system, or they'll have an actual debt-to-equity ratios or something that you have to fall into. You have to fall within that guide in order for them to take it to the next stage. With us, we like to take it differently, and we look at every customer independently. Every client is different than the next client. And we do have ratios and different guidelines that we have to adhere to, but they're not carved in gold. In other words, you know, we look at the other strengths of the business. We will assess the weaknesses. We will mitigate them. But at the same time, we like to meet with management. We want to find... We have to get a feel that the management team that is with the company is capable of taking it to the next level. So we do our assessment and our due diligence on the management team of a company, and then we look at the company's ability to pay its debts.
Okay, well, when would someone come to the BDC? Why would someone, like I understand that, you know, there's lending, non-formula lending, why would someone go to the BDC, or what's sort of the reason they would go?
Okay, well, that's very simple to clarify. Normally, first of all, I'll tell you the difference between us and a chartered bank. A chartered bank basically is, for the most part, a current asset lender. If you have most entrepreneurs listening to the show would know what a balance sheet is, and most of them are already dealing with an external accountant, because that's imperative in order for us to do our assessment. So a chartered bank would mostly lend against current assets versus current liabilities. Well, what we do is we will look at the whole picture, but we're a long-term lender. So we'll look at the long-term assets versus the long-term liabilities. But at the same time, why we're different is if the company's needs, if they've spent a lot of money on unfinanced capital expenditures, maybe some
small... Give me an example of that.
Okay, let's say you owned your company and you went out and you needed to do leaseholds to your property. So you went and spent $100,000, $80,000, maybe $200,000 on it, and you used your own working capital for mm-hmm. that. So you used the company's cash flow, and you may have used part of your operating facility with a bank. Now, that's what we call unfinanced, because you didn't get it financed, you did it yourself. So sometimes a company that's going through a growth period, like a lot of small entrepreneurs are, they need that working capital because they've got a large contract or they need it to take it to the next case. So here's where we come into the play. They could come to us and we could replenish their working capital by one of our products. And what we do is we subordinate our position meaning we don't take over a charter bank's line of credit. We expect that to stay in place. And what we do is we provide them with the necessary working capital after doing an assessment with the customer, and then we would term it out. So it improves the working capital of the company, and we take some of those payables or whatever and pay them out and drop them into lease a term loan. So that way the company has a better cash flow position. It's to help it out.
Okay, so we're replenishing working capital is one, or what are some other reasons that you would be involved with the company?
Okay, well, another thing, one of the big parts that I focus in on and I go to a lot, and there's no specifics in industry. I do high tech, I do manufacturing. I mean, where there's a good deal, I'll get there. What it is, let's say a company has been leasing for 3, 5, 10 years. And, you know, as we all know,
Leasing property.
Leasing premises.
Correct. Yeah.
And their lease is coming up now after renting for 5 years. And, you know, they've been very good. They might have spent $60,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, sometimes $200,000 in paying rents to somebody else, but that was necessary to start off their building, off their business. But now what they're at is they're at this stage in their life of the company that they would like to establish their own home base. They want to put out their own flag and their own signage. So what they could do is they could come to us, and this is where I get in my non-formula lending part, and I wouldn't tell them that we're going to do 40%, 80%, 100%. I've done 150% financing on a building.
150% financing on a building.
Yes, because sometimes they will buy the building, but included in the building, they may have $300,000 or $400,000 to do in renovations to meet their needs. So they have to change the structure of the building. So in comes the BDC, and we assess it, and we say, can they afford to pay this? If we feel that the cash flow is there and everything's fine, then what we will do is we will do them to the level so they don't detriment their working capital.
Okay.
That's where I say we're a non-traditional lender. We can basically, we look at each entity on its own basis.
Standalone, and you want to build a relationship with them.
Yeah, it's very good. See, we're looking at a long-term relationship. That's imperative to us. We're not a short-term lender. So if somebody calls me up and says, I need $50,000 for a week, I'm sorry, you should be going to your charter bank. That's not what we do.
Okay, well, let me put it this way then. What kind of clients are you seeking then? What kind of clients is a good client for the bank? Let's flip it around for a second.
All right, okay. What we're looking for, what the bank is looking for, is companies that are going through growth patterns. There could be in this day and state.
Growth patterns, does that mean it's going up and down, or which way is it
growing? No, going up.
Okay, wanted to clarify that.
Well, you know, actually, to be honest with you, we're witnessing right now in the last year, high tech has taken a pounding, so a lot of small and medium-sized businesses have experienced maybe a reduction in their gross revenues, but their margins are intact. So we know we got a good management team in place. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that sales have come down. No, it's based on performance. So if the performance is there, well, we understand blips. I mean, that's what we do. You know, there's we call it the yo-yo economy with high techs up and down. You never know where they're going, you know. So we take that into consideration, and we will look at it and
okay, so you're looking for growth patterns. What else are you looking for in the clients?
Okay, we're looking for companies that have been well-managed, that have profitability.
Now, when you say well-managed, everyone has their own definition of well-managed. What do you consider well-managed?
Well, well-managed, let me put it to you this way. A lot of times what I explain to customers is that, you know, when we were young kids and we went to school, and we...
A kid's story, here we go.
Yeah, here, little Johnny goes to school, you know, you do all along, and during the course of the year, mom and dad are saying, oh, you did good, you got your intern report card. But at the end of the year, after 12 months, in June, when you get your report card, it either said whether you did well or you passed or failed. Well, that's the same thing for a company's financial statement. The year-end position is a performance tag. We look at that, and that's how we assess whether this company has been well-managed. Some management teams have been stressed over the last 2 years because of the change in the economy and stuff like that. But you can tell if they've been able to make the necessary decisions to keep the company afloat, you know?
Yeah.
And so sometimes they've had some real tough decisions to make, like letting go of some people or maybe dropping some products. They've had to take a hard look at themselves. Well, we look at this as being, you know, a management team that's well managed, and we know we don't have to babysit it all the time. It's very difficult to provide financing for companies that are losing money, because if they're losing money, then they can't afford to pay us. So why would you get in business? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
They have a lifeline. So we're looking at companies that are going to grow. We feel we can take the necessary risk and grow with them. Another thing that we're experiencing in the marketplace, especially we're all going to experience this over the next 5 to 10 years as the population ages, and the Business Development Bank is ready for this. And we've
explain
got,
what you mean by that.
Well, there's going to be a lot of owners that are going to be looking at selling off their businesses or merging them with other businesses. or are going through succession plans, which Gaetan is going to talk about a little bit later. And we're getting a demand for these companies, and we get calls for other companies looking to buy other companies.
Okay.
These are the different things that we're looking at doing.
Okay. And maybe just if you just joined us, we're speaking with Pierre Lauzon from the BDC here locally, the Business Development Bank of Canada. And one more question, and then if you could give 3 points to wrap up someone who wanted to come to you and talk about non-formula lending, what they would need to know or what to look for. What's the average size of the loan that most of your clients are looking for?
Well, you know what? I hate to put an average size on it, but since you've asked me the question, I'll say $250,000. But for our listeners who are listening to us tonight, don't you dare think that $25,000 is too small for us. We have a small business entrepreneurial department in the bank, and there is no such thing as a loan that's too small. It's the same, how many times have you heard? The only stupid question is the one
that
wasn't asked.
Absolutely.
Well, it's the same thing, so there is no. Now, if I had one final message to say, to put in a selling pitch for myself, is if you have any listeners right now that are looking at buying your building, you feel that you would like a meeting, you want me to come and meet with you at your site, and you want to, and you think you have that balance sheet, all you have to do is reach me on my email. It's pierre.lauzon at bdc.ca.
That's okay. Right. You don't send yourself email often, do you? pierre.lauzon@bdc.ca.
Yeah, and I get a lot, there's a lot of good referral sources. Like one of the things is in establishing businesses, and I give this message to all business people. Build your business relationships, because as you establish that relationship with the next one, a lot of my referrals come from existing clientele, and that's very important. And they come from awesome real estate agents. I can't say the names on the air for whatever, but good chartered accountants, whatever. They're all there. And so okay. if you have an idea or if you want to put up a building too, we do turnkey construction projects, turnkey. Okay. So you don't need bridge financing. We'll look at doing the whole thing.
Okay.
I
so
guess
what,
my time's up.
Yeah. What about you mentioned 3 things, you're looking for positive growth. You want a company that's growing.
Yes.
Well-managed.
Profitability.
Profitability. And you want them.
A reasonable equity position on the balance sheet.
Okay.
And I can go over that with them.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so if you just joined us, we've been talking to Pierre Lauzon from the Business Development Bank of Canada. Pierre.Lauzon@bdc.ca is where you can get a hold of him. Thank you very much, Pierre. I appreciate
that. Thanks,
James.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and actually, we have our next guest after the break here is another gentleman from the Business Development Bank of Canada, and we're going to be talking about the consulting side or the other side of the house and how they can help you build your business out. So stay tuned after the break. We'll be right back. And I want to remind you that Scott Rankin, Gordon Gardner Solutions, SRGG Solutions, that's srgg.com, is our sponsor for this segment. And if you need to find out about accounting, business accounting software, go visit srgg.com. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke. It's part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on 580 CFRA's Business at Night. Brought to you in part by Full Contact Sales Systems, Scott Rankin, Gordon Gardner, Chartered Accountants, and Good Life Fitness Centers.